This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Punishing Russia.
The Kremlin can no longer raise money from the U.S. or Europe.
Tension builds in Ukraine.
All the people around me, they're worried.
American truckers roll out protest.
We expect the convoy to grow by the thousands.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden hits Russia with new sanctions and warns there could be more. Other Western nations join in as Ukraine declares a state of emergency, mobilizing military reservists and urging its citizens to leave Russia, fearing an all-out war. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes begins our CBS News team coverage.
This is a flagrant violation of international law.
President Biden responded to Russia's invasion with what he called the first tranche of financial penalties, imposing sanctions on two large Russian banks with ties to the Russian military, cutting them off from Western investment. Ukraine's foreign minister hailed the news.
Hit Russia's economy. And hit it hard.
Some lawmakers from both parties are pushing the president to unleash all the economic punishments he's prepared.
Impose the toughest possible sanctions.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said talks with his Russian counterpart are off until Russian aggression abates.
We will not allow Russia to claim the pretense of diplomacy at the same time it accelerates its march down the path of conflict. And war.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. The Western allies united on sanctions against Russia, but...
We have to recognize that there is a limit to what sanctions can achieve in a country that's not a democracy, run by a despot like Putin, who doesn't actually care about the impact on the Russian people.
Former British Defense Secretary Liam Fox, one critic, says using sanctions against a despot intent on military conquest is like bringing a pea shooter into a gunfight. Now here's CBS's Charlie Daggett in Ukraine.
The threat of wider sanctions alone is the only thing standing in the way of Russia's war machine. Threats that have so far been no answer to stop their dramatic escalation and shelling in the east. I have a bad feeling, says Luhansk resident Tatiana. I feel the burden in my soul. It's very difficult. It's about to get more difficult. With Russian lawmakers giving Vladimir Putin the go-ahead to use military force outside his country, the gloves are off. New satellite photos appear to show the deployment of more than 100 military vehicles and dozens of tents for troops along the border of Belarus. And Russian forces have been seen advancing toward the battlefields of the separatist regions in eastern Ukraine.
I'm Peter King. One cybersecurity expert says Russia's disinformation campaign has been unsophisticated and disorganized. actually reminds me a bit of the 2020 election, where it's a flood of lies.
Chris Krebs ought to know he was the top U.S. cybersecurity official until Donald Trump fired him. In this case, the CBS News contributor says Russia's disinformation isn't based on facts either.
It is simply meant to confuse, to confound, misdirection all over the place, not establish any one single set of facts, but confuse the audience.
CBS's Errol Barnett tells us this has all had an unsettling effect on energy prices, and that could affect us all.
Gas prices are continuing their upward march, with a gallon of regular now costing you an average of $3.53. And the cost of heating oil is also up. It's costing Americans 47% more now to warm up our homes with heating oil this winter than it did a year ago. So whatever the economic punishment Russia receives here, it is likely to put increasing pressure on the global supply chain, which we already know is fragile.
Two sources tell CBS News that President Biden has now interviewed the top three Supreme Court candidates, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Michelle Childs, and Leandra Kruger. It's not clear when or where the interviews took place.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
A Minneapolis jury now has the case of three former police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. Prosecutors say the three chose to do nothing as Derek Chauvin killed Floyd. Defense attorneys insist the officers were inexperienced and weren't trained properly. Well, truckers are due to set out in an anti-vaccine mandate protest convoy this morning in California. Organizer Brian Brace says Washington is the ultimate destination.
We expect the convoy to grow by the thousands, and I would imagine by the time we get to D.C., there will be tens of thousands of people that are involved in this movement.
More protesting truckers plan to roll through Pennsylvania today. Late last night, Alabama lawmakers approved a bill that would bar transgender students from using school bathrooms and locker rooms that match their gender identity. The state Senate takes it up next. In Florida, House Republicans have advanced a measure that bans discussion of sexual orientation and gender identity in schools, and they're set to take a final vote on the bill opponents call Don't Say Gay, an amendment that would have forced schools to reveal a child's sexual identity to parents was removed. Now to Hawaii, where the Navy says four people were killed when a contractor's helicopter crashed. Chris Turner saw it go down at the Pacific Missile Range on the island of Kauai.
It tweaked to the right, and then it immediately went straight down, nose down.
There's also an investigation at a Utah ski resort where two Black Hawk helicopters crashed yesterday during training. No injuries reported. On the weather map, CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says there are some unusual temperature numbers.
Temperatures barely getting into the 50s for parts of California, and then a spot like Cheyenne, Wyoming, your high temperature for the day is going to be -2. That's right. You are never going to get above -2 for the entire day. On the East Coast, you're asking, what's all this talk about cold weather? Because we've got record high temperatures from the panhandle of Florida all the way up to down east Maine.
Stormy weather's next. Icy conditions into the Ohio Valley with snow and ice at week's end in the Northeast. Heavy snow is forecast for the Sierra Nevada and Colorado Rockies. We're just about a month away from hearing this.
And the Oscar goes to...
Now the Motion Picture Academy says 8 awards and speeches TV viewers would normally see live will be dealt with an hour before the show goes on. They'll be edited and featured during the broadcast. The Academy president says it's to increase viewer engagement and keep things relevant. Ratings have been down in recent years.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
A group of climbers is looking to make some racial history at 29,000 feet.
The Full Circle Everest team is preparing for a huge climb up Mount Everest in April. If they reach the top, they'll be the first ever all-black team to scale the world's highest mountain. Although there is some anxiety, the hikers have been doing extensive planning for this over the past year. The group's also got thousands of climbs under its belt and often meets at mountains all over the U.S. for training and team building. About 4,000 people have climbed Mount Everest, but so far, only 8 have been black. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Golfer Phil Mickelson has lost a sponsor, KPMG, and he's apologized for comments about the Saudis and a proposed Super Golf League. He used colorful language and called the Saudis scary to be involved with, but said it was worth overlooking human rights abuses if it helped change the PGA Tour. That's the Wednesday World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in. No matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.